Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Cameron Camp of ESET. Cameron, welcome.
Good to be here, Ryan.
Well, Cameron, I don't know if you've noticed, but it is election season and we're being bombarded with ads and everything else. And that everything else includes scams. So what are the election scams that are starting to emerge?
Well, yeah, Brian, it's certainly interesting to me to see the amount of effort and financial support that's going into this election cycle here in the U.S. Unprecedented. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars are going into the upcoming U.S. presidential election and other races. And there's a lot of interest in the electronic voting in these upcoming elections.
So electronic voting, but is there actual scams that where people are calling up pretending to be, you know, somebody from a different convention or something? I mean, what should people be aware of?
Well, first of all, I think that there's a real sensitivity to election fraud on this cycle. I mean, yes, of course, you have the usual scams, people calling up and trying to sway votes one way or another. But especially, there's been a lot of work around the security of the voting machines themselves. And as we pointed out on a blog last year about the voting machines and different ways they could be scammed, now that's amplified by the fact that there's so much money in this election, it gets more and more tempting.
How does an electronic voting machine work and how might it be compromised? I mean, where's the weak point here?
So the weak point is that in order, when you go to a place to vote, there is a private booth. And the idea is that you can't be influenced or, you know, it's that your private time to make your decision on the ballot. And sort of the nuance is that you also have alone time with the machine itself. And so if you can physically break parts of the machine, either through the interface to the digital cards or actually through to the lock itself and get in there and game the system, you can adjust the vote tallies by very slight amounts in swing states potentially and swing elections.
Is there any precedent for this? Has there ever been any, you know, besides the maybe possible physical fraud that's happened, has there been anybody who has actually hacked into it to a voting machine or any trends that seem to be emerging, even just in theory at this point?
Yes, absolutely. There was a few labs that have hacked into the machines and published the work and actually contacted several of the manufacturers of the machines to try to get them to put more stringent locks in place. And in fact, in certain precincts in past elections, there has been results that were uncharacteristic. And so people were digging into it. And I think that's how they got on the trail of this. You know, what if, can we, could these be hacked? And so the manufacturers say they beefed up the security on them, but I still think you want to watch for trends in voting trends that don't match the demographics in that area, and you want to have some sort of a paper trail or some sort of an audit trail to be able to go back and verify it just to keep the whole election above board. And that's going to be in focus here very soon.
So we're coming down to the wire on the elections. Other than the machines, is there anything else that folks should watch out for, or should they just hurry up and vote as they should?
Well, I think it's a lot of the precincts are going to a mail-in ballot, and that sort of eliminates the hackers getting into the machine vote machine and modifying it that way. There are still other hackers where the votes are tallied centrally, or they're disturbed or messed with in transit to the central voting facility. But I think generally, mail-in ballots are, they take a little bit of the mystery out of the end machine that's in the polling station. So I think it feels a little bit safer. And plus, I think the states really need to look at the election results and look at their data and see if it matches the precincts. And I think that's going to give the voters some confidence.
Well, Cameron, thanks for joining us this week and talking about elections. I know a lot of folks are probably tired of hearing about it, but, you know, it is definitely a place where information security is important as it gets more and more electronic. You've been listening to the Malware Report. Don't forget to visit our blog, blog.eset.com, and we'll talk to you next week.